time to maximize profitability and cash flow. It's time to learn habits and hacks from the best e-com CEOs. It's time for Return on Podcast with me, Tyler Jeffcoat.
Hey guys, Tyler here with Seller Accountant in the Return on Podcast podcast, and I want to welcome you to 2024. Happy New Year. I want to take just a real quick video here and unpack an article that I just ran across. So I want to give a shout out here to cbinsights.com. I'll make sure to link this actual article. It's pretty good. Actually, I found this article to be short and interesting enough that I went ahead and signed up for their newsletter. So good marketing, guys. I'd never heard of you. But what it does is it walks through the impact of the decline of the Amazon aggregators and the impact of the declining market, right? The investor group, the VCs and PEs are not, don't have the same appetite to invest in companies like Thrasio and the other aggregators as they did 2 years ago. We all know that. And so first of all, read the article. It's great. But I want to show you, I want to zoom in on one graphic that they gave us here. And I want to tell you how this graph creates three impacts for your Amazon business going into 2024. I'll make this video pretty quick. So first of all, just to show you what I'm looking at, again, all credit here to the researchers. I did not come up with this graphic. Again, I'll link to the article. But if you look at the funding into these aggregators, here on the left-hand side, looking at 2020, we went from zero to $13 billion in investment in a little, in like almost exactly 2 years. Think about that, 24 months, zero to $13 billion with a B, billion dollars invested in this industry. And then in the following 2 years, or most recent 2 years, we've gone from $13 billion to just a little over $15 billion. In other words, now, obviously, you and me are like, whoa, $2 billion is a lot of money, but it's not a lot of money when you look at the investments that these kinds of companies are making in Amazon or other e-commerce brands. And so because of this, three things are true that I want to bring to your attention. Number one, your alternative funding sources, right? I mean, a lot of these outfits, like my friends at 8Fig or SoFi or even Don and the guys at AccruMe or some of these other, payability, some of these funding options that were non-traditional bank loans, right? Not a normal bank, not Truist, not Bank of America, not JPMorgan Chase, but these other funding vehicles tended to raise their capital from the same pools as these aggregators. And as a result of that, you guys have noticed this over the last year or so, it has become a lot harder to get funding specifically for inventory. And as a result, something I forecast in 2024 is, guys, we're just going to need to expect slightly higher cost of capital to continue, which means we've got to really carefully manage our inventory. We don't need to have too many days of inventory on hand unless we have a ton of liquidity. We've got to protect cash a little bit because if we get in trouble, the odds of us getting out of trouble are a little bit lower than they were 2 years ago because of this phenomenon. That's number one. Number two, we're going to continue to see a downward pressure on multiples. So that what I mean by that is if you were to try to sell your Amazon business, especially a business that's, you know, 85% Amazon or more, the kind of multiple you're going to command on the market now just isn't going to be what it was 2 years ago. We saw this all of 2023. That's not a surprise to anyone listening to this. But I just want to say I expect that trend to continue. And the reason is all of those deals have to be funded by smart money that wants to bet on a five-year future. There just isn't as much of that smart money entering the Amazon space at this exact second. Now, that might change. But as we come into the, you know, beginning and middle of Q1 here for 2024, expect multiples to be low. Obviously, that means selling your business is going to be challenging. But here's point number three, and I think this is the silver lining that we all need to take away from this, is this is a great year for investing. I was talking to a friend yesterday who, you know, bought a ton of Ford stock right at the beginning of the pandemic when it went from like $70 a share down to $7 or something ridiculous. And he made a killing because he knew when to get in. And I don't exactly know what the future is for outfits like aggregators or for Amazon businesses. I mean, all of our eggs are still helping e-commerce brands as a company here, but I think this is a great year to invest. And that could be one of two things, either to invest in building your own brand. Let's say that you've had some products on Amazon, but you're looking to try to go multi-channel and actually get it done properly, build your audience, create the content, do the things you want to do to build that equity off of Amazon. 2024 is going to be a great year to dig in and make those investments. Or if you've already done some of that and you have some liquidity, you have access to cash, I mean, hey, multiples being down sucks if we want to sell. It's great if we want to buy. There are a lot of private label brands with really, really good, cool, smaller products that the guy just doesn't want to run anymore. He's tired of it. He's burned out. The last 2 years have been difficult for him. And so if you find yourself in the blessed position to have a fairly healthy balance sheet, you don't have too much inventory, you've got some cash, now might be a great time to go visit some of these, you know, websites where you can try to find a brand to flip, find something to buy. 2024 is a year to invest. Probably not a great year to sell unless you have an absolutely premium offering out there. So I'll close this video with that here at 5 minutes. Tyler, Seller Accountant, Return on Podcast. We're going to have more content coming here in Q1. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for supporting our channel. Have a great day.